And hello, we are back with another episode of your weekly dose of Tylenol. Was it episode three?
Four. Episode
three.
One, two, three. Yeah, it's right. Three.
Episode three of season three. You're listening to WMU Farmville 91.3 FM, the music of Longwood University and Farmville, Virginia. I'm Tyler Hall.
I'm Tyler Bagby, DJ T-Bag, as usual.
Yep, DJ T-Hall here. And we are a special guest tonight. It's a special night in general. Tyler, why don't you talk about the topic, and then we'll introduce our guest.
Yeah, so tonight we have a special guest from Longwood Asia, the Asian Student Involvement Association here at Longwood. She is the president, and we are also going to be listening to some K-pop and talking about different Korean music and even some TV.
Okay.
So why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Gloria, and I am a sophomore majoring in therapeutic recreation. I'm also the president of Asia, as the Tylers have said. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy today's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank
you. So, the first question I have for you is, how did the idea come up to start Asia?
So, I've only been here this is my fourth semester here, but the first semester, coming to Longwood, I didn't have like many people that I knew or like a good community, I guess. And along the way, I found one, but it wasn't like the same as having people who could relate to me, like ethnically or like with racial issues. And so after the first couple of semesters, I just started to receive a lot of treatment from like other students, professors, and just like in general. And that really started bothering me, but I sort of like built up the courage to, you know, start this new organization, because, you know, there's great organizations like Afro, BSA, HLA, and they're all minority based, and they work on promoting like cultural awareness, advocacy, all that kind of stuff. And I just really wanted to recognize like the population and let these students who are Asian know that they shouldn't be ashamed of who they are, because they're the minority.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Wow. I mean, you've definitely shown like how much you love this organization, like at the meetings and stuff like that. How much like change you want to bring to the campus and stuff. And
yeah,
exactly. I think we're gonna talk to you more, ask you more about it throughout the show. What else, Tyler? Anything else?
Yeah. So, how long has this officially been an organization?
We started the whole process of like getting the constitution done and actually getting the foundations of it done. That was through like September, and then mid-October was when we actually started meeting. And yeah, so that's, yeah.
Wow, okay, cool. What was the most challenging part about like bringing people together to actually start this as an actual organization at Longwood?
Initially, I tried to find like Asian students so that we could, you know, sort of be like the foundational group.
Yeah.
But then eventually I just sort of realized like you're not gonna find that many like full Asians or stuff like that who are available enough to have this other commitment, because I know that all these students are like athletes and they're really busy and everything. But bringing like, so on our current exec board, we're actually pretty diverse. There's two Asians. Tyler Bagby is actually the secretary, and then Destiny Brown is the vice president. So getting us together and everything, I think it shows a lot more, because it's not just that it's not Asian, just Asians that are in the group, you know, like it's all welcoming, and everybody who wants to learn more about the culture is welcome. So
that's definitely something that I've seen within the meetings, just being like a general body member, is how inclusive Longwood Asia is, I love seeing the support from other organizations, like you mentioned, like Afro and BSA. We have a lot of members that are part of those as well. Just as a startup organization for this last semester, I mean, I see definitely a lot of positivity within our future and as with the organization. I expect the numbers to be just going up and up and up the longer we have this as a thing. And you're definitely kickstarting it and pushing it in the right direction. So,
thank you.
Yeah. You have any other questions, or do you?
Do you have anything else you'd like to say to just kind of maybe either promote the organization or any kind of message for anyone? Or
So I know that these days there's a lot going around, you know, like illnesses and things like that. And the biggest thing is coronavirus. And that's something that everybody's really worried about. And I believe it was like last week, but we got an email from our school saying, you know, just to be careful, wash your hands and everything. And some students, Asian students, have reached out and said, you know, we've received some sort of treatment. So whether you know it or not, just like try to be aware of like the way that you treat, you know, an Asian student or any other student. Yeah.
Exactly. I think that is something that, you know, people should recognize, you know.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, another part of tonight's episode, Tyler mentioned, we are playing some K-pop. We probably played a very small amount in the past, I think. A lot of it, I mean, comes from you. Not that I'm not going to be involved in this episode, but, I mean, in terms of K-pop listeners, Tyler here, the half of Tyler and all, he loves it. The only time I really do listen to it is when I'm with my girlfriend. She listens to it a lot. So made sure to have at least one song in there that she likes and she listens to. But already looking at the playlist for tonight, especially the part that you made, Gloria, I see a lot that I've heard in the car with her as well. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be nice to hear it. What got you into K-pop?
I think growing up, because I was just so like a part of the culture, like my parents, you know, raised me with like Korean values and traditions and all that kind of stuff. So it all just sort of like, it was just something that like I just sort of like, not like inherited, but like it just became like an automatic thing that like I've started to like, because it's like a huge part of my culture. And I like really love to embrace my culture, and like I especially love the music. So growing up listening to K-pop, like the OG groups like Super Junior and like the really old ones, and seeing how it evolved, I think that just like made my love for it grow even more. So
yeah, wow. So growing up compared to now, would you say that your maybe favorite groups have changed, or has it, what do you think?
Definitely, because the older groups aren't necessarily like promoting anymore, because they're going to the military or they've already disbanded. So definitely I have a lot more favorite newer groups.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to just get into a song, Tyler?
Yeah.
Let's get into one song and then we'll hit a public service announcement and start talking a little more. Tyler, what song are we going to start tonight's episode with?
Well, these are from the tracks that Gloria selected. How many songs did you choose?
I believe it was like 7 or 8. Okay. Or something like that. Yeah.
Did you want to introduce the first song?
Sure. So this song is by BTS, and they're, you know, recently getting really big, and it's in their most recent album, Persona, and this song is called Microcosmos.
Yes. All right. So here is Microcosmos.
Yeah.
This public service announcement is brought to you by Phi Mu Delta Fraternity. Josh Bolt is a brilliant kid from Buckingham County who currently suffers from cerebral palsy and requires volunteers, donations, or both to help him with medical expenses and physical therapy exercises. If you have time or money to give, please contact the Josh Bolt team at their Facebook page, Joshua Needs You. We are always in need of volunteers or donations for medical equipment.
Oh, 우리 시작 뜨겁게 뜨겁게 끝들기 있게 뜨물게 뜨물게 모여 담아빼줘
형의 후이 우리 세상에 다 야유해 답이 없는 어둠 속 우리의 존재를 밝혀내
불타는 태양과 덮치던 파도는 우리에겐 별게 아닌걸
너 들어와 봐 we don't care 두려운 것도 anymore 누구도 손댈 수 없어
Turn the world
around 건너가 like a thunder 네 모든 걸 채워 넘쳐있듯이
속에 너 떠나질 않아 생각을 비워도 심장은 뛰고 밤새 뒤척여 네가 없는 밤은 외로워 난 너무 답답해 인정할 수밖에 없어 내겐 너여야만 해 So let's run away 아침이 오지 않음 좋겠어 이대로 조금 더 네가 없는 밤은 외로워 난 너무 답답해 인정할 수밖에 없어 내겐 너여야만 해 So let's run away, run away 모두가 잠든 밤
And we are back to your weekly dose of Tylenol. So, Gloria, what were those songs that we just heard?
So the second one was by ATEEZ, and that song was called Answer. And then the third one was by Eric Nam, and that song was Runaway.
Great. Now, did you have a particular reason why you chose those songs? Or?
Going back to like the first one as well, I think those three songs are sort of like my top right now. Like the first one, I really like the message behind it. It's just like, it just makes me feel really happy. The second one is a new group that I like really like, and they're really getting up there. So that's like their most recent song. And then the last one, he's a solo artist, and he's just been someone that I've supported, you know, for a really long time, because he's very active on like variety shows and things like that. So yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. So you said you really like the message of Microcosmos by BTS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what exactly is the message behind that song?
I'm probably not gonna, you know, interpret this the way that it is, but the way that I see it, it's like there's so many parts of the lyrics in there where it's like, you know, shine, dream, smile, you got me, I got you. And it's like, I think that's like the perfect way to describe like BTS and like the fans and like the bond that they have with each other and like how much they help us and how much we help them. So yeah.
Wow, okay, cool. Now let's see. I guess we can get back into some more music.
Okay.
That's
a long playlist. How much more music do we have?
A lot, right? Yeah, we have quite a bit. Did you want to introduce the next song? Or do you... Snapping?
Oh, okay, yeah. So this song is called Snapping, and it's by a solo artist named Chunga. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Here's Snapping.
Hey. Psycho. 너를 어쩌면 좋을까? 이런 맘은 또 처음이라. Up and down이 좀 심해. 조절이 자꾸 다른데. 하나 확실한 건 I don't play the game. 우리 진짜 별나게. 그냥 내가 너무 좋아해.
You're currently listening to WMIU Student Programming. For the latest on news and weather and NPR programming, head to WMRA.org. For on-campus and community news, we encourage you to head to the Rotunda Online, home of Longwood University News. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
And we're back to your weekly dose of Tylenol. And again, you're listening to WMLU in Farmville 91.3 FM, the music of Longwood University and Farmville, Virginia. And yeah, the last songs that you just heard were
Snapping by Chungha and Psycho by Red Velvet.
Yeah, so why did you choose those?
Well, these two, there's not a really particular reason. For Snapping, like, there's a choreo along with it, and my friend and I, my roommate and I, we like to, like, dance along to it.
Okay.
And then also Psycho, it's just, like, a song that all of my friends and I enjoy. So it's, like, when we're in the car driving and stuff like that, when it plays, you know, we all sort of just like dance to it and stuff like that. Yeah,
okay, cool. I guess we can get back into some more music.
Yeah, we have a lot of songs.
Yeah, are you cool with that?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Next up, what do we have next up?
So this song is Hip by Mamamoo, and they're a four member girl group.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's really different about them is they don't look like your stereotypical like K-pop idol. Like, one of them is like pretty like curvy and stuff like that, and they're more focused on like vocal and that kind of stuff than like, you know, dances and being cute and stuff like that. So yeah.
Cool. Well, let's get right back into it then.
Beats 멋짐 내 맘대로 걸어 kick it 머리 어깨 무릎 다 hip it
do it like me do it 나를 따라 hey kick it clapping clapping 모두 같이 hip it hip it
Close up, close up, close up. Hip, hey, hip, hip, hip. Money, okay.
What up, y'all? It's your boy E-Man Stunton, and Afro will be meeting bi-weekly on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6:30 in Bedford 111. Afro is open to everyone and anyone on campus, and our goal is to support those in the natural hair community, as well as educate and promote knowledge of Afro textured hair on Longwood's campus. We have a whole lot in store for y'all this semester, so make sure to pull up with a friend, and we hope to see y'all there. Make sure y'all follow us at afro.longwood on Instagram and Facebook for future updates.
And we're back to your weekly dose of Tyler and all. Those are some great songs. Personally, like Fancy. It's one of my girlfriend's favorites. I always just distinctively remember it being played in the car. So thank you for putting that on your playlist, Gloria. What were the other songs that you played?
So the first one was Hit by Mamamoo. And the thing about this song, like I said before, the group is very, like, not your traditional K-pop group, mm-hmm. and they do actually receive a lot of hate for being different, and, you know, also being an idol, like, a Korean celebrity, like, they receive so much criticism from, like, the public, and this song is basically, like, calling out haters and being, like, you know, we don't care, you know, your words don't affect us. And then the second song is Sweet Chaos by Day6, and this song is very, like, heavily instrumental because they're not your traditional, like, K-pop group where they, like, dance and sing like that. They play instruments, and there's 5 members in this group, and they also 4 out of the 5 members sing. So, yeah.
Wow.
And then, of course, you know, we talked about Fancy by Twice, which, you know, I like that one as well. Mm-hmm. I, of course, knew that one.
What else? I have any questions, Tyler?
Yeah. So the next sort of section I was going to get into was the part of, like, Korean dramas, mm-hmm. some K-dramas that I've watched on Netflix, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen probably 5 or 6, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to you a little bit before the show, and you said you've watched a few as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many do you think you've seen?
Too many. I don't know. Like, I can't really put a name to it because almost every drama I've actually watched. So, yeah, there's a lot.
Wow, okay, cool. Yeah, so I started watching, I think the first one that we really watched was, I actually watched it with Tyler. We watched Strong Girl Bongsoon. You remember that, watching that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was definitely, that was my first Korean drama. Not too familiar with those as well. So, yeah, I mean, you and I would stay up, like, late.
Yeah, we stayed up late watching
those. Place last year, and we'd just watch them. Yeah, I'm surprised we got through. We stuck through. Every night we'd watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was it was like addicting. We'd get through episodes. And
exactly. Yeah. Yes. It'd be like really late, and we're just like, you know what? We could end it.
Yeah, we could end it right now. We could just stop watching the episode or watching the show, and no, it, cliffhanger, and we got to keep watching.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how that show ended for me. But yeah, that was a great show. I thought for it being my first, I enjoyed it a lot. I liked the action. The suspense behind that show, especially, I like that a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, you said you've seen that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have a couple other ones on here from shows. Now, I know Abyss, you said you haven't watched Abyss
yet.
Yeah,
I have not.
Okay. Is that one you maybe plan on watching, or just one of those that you don't really, you know...
I think it's that I never really got around to it,
because
I no longer have Netflix, but there are other platforms that I can watch it off of, but it's like, there's all these new dramas coming out, so it's like, you know, I'm sort of watching other things, and I have like a whole list that I have to go through before I watch this one, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, out of everyone that you've seen, is there one that really sticks out that's your favorite?
I would say there's two that I could pinpoint.
Okay.
One is, like, it's called While You Were Sleeping.
Okay.
And this drama is about how there are three people who can dream about, they have the same dreams, and they sort of, like, predict the future.
Yeah.
And then they, along the way, they all have, like, occupations that are, like, very, like, involved with the government and all that kind of stuff. So it's, like, you know, there's romance in there, too, so... There's that one, and there's a lot of suspense, some action, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then the other one is called Weightlifting Fairy, Kim Bok-ju, and this one is more about like a university, like an athletic training university. They're training to go to the Olympics, and it's like this girl is a weightlifting, she's a weightlifter.
Yeah, gotcha.
And she meets this guy who's the swimmer. He's really attractive, mm-hmm. and she's considered like fat and like not that attractive, and then they start liking each other. It's just like their story.
Oh, okay.
Their,
like, yeah.
Romance. Yeah. So those two would be my top.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, with that said, I guess we can get into a couple songs here. Yeah.
What do you got?
So I guess I'm going to play, first off, I'll play a song called Rainbow. This one is from Romance is a Bonus Book. And I liked this song a lot when I watched the show.
Is this one of the ones you play in the room?
Yeah, it is one of the ones that I play
in
the room.
So it does sound familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right,
so yeah, well, here's Rainbow.
See you, Rainbow.
Oh.
Back to your weekly dose of Tylenol, and yeah, of course that last song you just heard was Rainbow by Rothy. And yeah, so you said, what were you saying before we came back on? You were
so I'm actually talking to my friends right now, and I forgot to mention this other drama that I really like, and it's called Goblin.
Okay.
And it's like very supernatural and stuff like that, and like the actors in there are like really good, so I just wanted to mention that as well.
Yeah, I have to check out Goblin as well.
Now, where do you watch all? Where do you watch a lot of yours?
If
you don't have Netflix anymore, does that mean I'm sure Netflix is only the small amount of Korean dramas as opposed to there's a billion out there. Where do you watch yours?
So there's this website called Drama Nice or Drama Cool, and those are like they have all the dramas. They upload it whenever the actual episode like comes out, maybe like the next day.
Oh, okay.
If those don't work, I go on to another site called On Demand Korea, and yeah, there's like Korean variety shows, the award shows, all that kind of stuff on there. So yeah, those are like the three top sites that I would use. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks again for coming on this episode. I wanted to do a K-pop episode for a while, but it just, I didn't want to just pick a bunch of songs because I feel like I'm not the best judge of, what is, like, good and what's not good, if you know what I mean. But
it's all
yeah,
up to you.
yeah, I get that. But yeah, definitely. Thanks for
thank you
coming on and picking songs and talking about different things.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, here. I forgot. Let's promote the meeting for.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, if you guys weren't here since the beginning, I'm president of a new student organization called ASIA, which stands for Asian Student Involvement Association. And our first meeting is going to be Tuesday at 5:30 to 6:30 in Heiner
201.
Yes. And for more information, if you have an Instagram, you can follow us at longwood_asia. No caps, just all lowercase. Yeah, so if you would like to support us, and if you have this love for K-pop and you're sort of ashamed to show it, or like the Asian culture in general, like, we would love your support. Yeah, but thank you guys for having me today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we always like having guests, and we always like having guests come from different backgrounds and like hearing guest stories. And
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
This is, I mean, I like having these episodes, as knowledgeable or lack of knowledgeable, like, or whether I know a lot about something or I don't know anything, like, about K-pop or anything really Korean related. I think it wakes me up, and especially the listeners itself, it opens them to a whole new world of culture. So, I mean, yeah, thank you for giving your insight and your information on everything you know about this kind of stuff. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we do appreciate it. It's been a really fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you requested one song, and this is a song I actually added on the playlist as well, because this is one of my favorites by BTS. But, do you want to go ahead and introduce it?
Sure. Okay, so in BTS, there are 7 members, and in their answer, I'm sorry, I believe it's their album called Love Yourself Answer.
Yes.
I hope I'm right. But anyways, in that album, all the members have had like solo songs, like the vocal line, so 4 of the members, and this song is called Euphoria by the youngest member, Jungkook, who is also my favorite. So I hope you guys enjoy this song.
Okay.
Yes.
Tyler, let's finish out with Euphoria. Thank you, Glory, for being on this episode. Make sure to tune in after this song for Tyler and All After Dark. Yeah, thank you all for listening. So let's finish off with Euphoria.
Supernova. 숲을 너머로 선명해지는 그곳은